from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Well, and I think one of the things that, you know, is when you hear that, I tell you, Earth, Wind, and Fire is good for your soul. We get you started. It's a little soul food to get you going towards your weekend on this Friday, so we can all use a little soul food, so we like that. But the other part of that, well, City Limits, what does it mean when we start with that song?
It means it's once again just you today, Paul.
Just me. Joe, have you heard from our boy? Is he still alive?
We heard from Joe last night.
Okay.
And the reports were not good.
Yes. I didn't know if we got an update this morning that maybe he's feeling a little bit better.
No further update. Joe yesterday basically told us it's not happening tomorrow either.
Right.
Feeling bad.
Right.
So get well, Joe. We should send him a card.
Well, again, I hope he feels better. I mean, I know he was feeling sick. I guess it's just kind of like a head cold or something that he's dealing with here.
I guess. Yeah, I don't think he knows exactly what it is or if it's been, like, diagnosed anything.
You know, the worst is when you have, like, a summer cold. Those are terrible, aren't they?
Yeah, I know, because it's, like, 80 degrees. You're like, how could I possibly be sick right now? The weather isn't really changing at all.
You can't breathe. You have a hard time breathing, and that's just, to me, that's what it looks like. It's like one of those things where, man, when you can't breathe, you're trying to get a little bit of air and everything else, and you can't make it work, and you're stuffed up and you're congested, and you just want to lay there with your head pounding.
There is not much more that I can't stand than being sick.
No.
Like I
No,
it's awful. It's an awful feeling, obviously. I mean, we're not telling any surprises there, but it's so uncomfortable. And I mean, that's why you got to try to take care of yourself every day. And I still seemingly find myself sick 3 times a year. God bless you, Paul. You can't get sick.
I don't know what's going on. I've been sneezing I think it's an allergy thing, but I've been sneezing for the last 24 hours. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, here's a rundown of what we're going to talk about on today's show. Obviously, the Buccos. We've got a number of guests. Why don't you tell us who our guests are today?
Ray Fittipaldo will join us from Steelers camp at 11. It is Steeler night practice today from Latrobe, one of the biggest festivities of the whole entire summer, and especially of Steeler camp. 11:40, Dan Kingerski will join us. At noon, Kevin Gorman of the Trib, Pirates reporter, will join us, and Pirates broadcaster Bob Walk joins us at 1.
Well, I think that's a pretty full plate. So we're going to talk a lot of Bucco baseball. We're going to talk some Steelers, obviously. We'll keep a keen eye out on is tonight the night practice, though?
Yeah, tonight's night practice.
So there's not even a practice this morning, right?
Correct. Not until 7 o'clock.
Okay, so they can get it done.
Do you want to do an Olympic-themed Bechtold breakdown at 12:30?
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
We didn't do one last week. Bring it back this week.
Right. That's the big thing, is that we are going to do everything in our power. We're going to do everything in our power to be entertaining, have a little bit of fun, and everything else. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And you can interact with the show all the time with the Fan text line, 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So here we go. Here we go. You know, there's been a lot of talk over the last two days or so about O'Neal Cruz. And I think one of the things about O'Neal Cruz that really makes it difficult for the Pirates is that you basically have to look at the fact that he's supposedly supposed to be their best, their best hitter, you know, their best player, their star. He obviously has the bat to be their best power hitter. He's a little bit of a unicorn. When he hits the ball, it goes 100 some miles an hour off his bat. He runs like a deer. So there's no chance you can take him out of your lineup. There's no chance that you can put him I don't even think you can put him at DH. I think he's the kind of player that has to be fully engaged in the game. I think he's the kind of player, if you put him at DH, he probably would lose a little interest. And that is the way we got to, you know, look at it. He's not going to want to do that. So you have to live with some of what he does. You have to live a little bit what he does in the field. Now, I know he makes a lot of errors. I know he makes some plays that are kind of foolish. I know every so often he throws, the ball errantly because he's throwing it 120 miles an hour or whatever it is. But I think that you have to live with everything he does. I don't think you can, sit here and basically come up with a better plan. I saw Pawnee was tweeting about how they should move, or I think Jordy Mercer was on their show yesterday saying they should move O'Neal Cruz to third and Cabrian Hayes to short. I can't think of a worse idea than that. For one thing, you make third base weaker. And I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming Cabrian Hayes could be a good shortstop, but I would be willing to bet that he would be not quite as good as he is at third. So I think you would make your defense weaker. I think the other thing about it is at least the balls that, get through at shortstop, there's somebody backing up. If people hit the ball down the line or whatever at third base, now we're talking extra bases. And I think that would be a horrible idea. I think that you basically have to live with this. You have to live with the fact that you're probably not going to have the best defensive shortstop in the league. And you got to just be, you hope that his bat offsets that. And I know that, that in the world of, hot take and all that other stuff, we have to do something, but I just don't think there's something that you can do. I just don't. I just don't think there's really much of anything that you can do. And I think that it's really going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But when your best player is struggling or your best player isn't playing well in one part of the game, you kind of have to live with it, don't you? I don't know. That's the way I look at it. I just feel like there's not much else you can do. You got to just hope he gets better at it, hope he gets more consistent at it. If he can just cut his errors down a little bit, you can live with some of the other stuff. Because, again, I really believe, I think his bat is going to offset everything that he does, everything that he's able to do. I mean, defensively, I think his bat will offset it. So if he's able to, you know, hit 30-plus home runs and drive in runs and, you know, steal some bases and do all the other stuff that he does with his athleticism, if that means that there's, you know, 15 errors or 20 errors or 18 errors or whatever it is that you got to live with, you got to live with it. You know, it's not necessarily, really, it's not necessarily a good thing, but it also, I hear all those things is just one of those situations where you just hope that he gets better. And you hope that his errors.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Don't come at really bad times. And you hope that he gets a little smarter when it comes to making plays and chasing balls down. I mean, I can't think of a worse idea than moving him to another position. And that's the more I think about it. I mean, I guess you could move him to first. Do you really want him at first? I mean, that's the thing, City Limits. Like, the more I've thought about this over 2 days, the more I've come to the conclusion there's only one position you can keep him at. He can play, and that's shortstop.
Unless you move him to the outfield, like a right field. And Jordy Mercer even mentioned center field. He thinks he'd be able to play center. I would hesitate with that. I think he'd have to play a corner. It would have to be right field if you do move him off the position. I would not move him to third, especially in the Diamondback series. We saw how difficult it is to play third base in the big leagues. And maybe it was the awful dirt in the infield in Houston. I don't know. But Ke'Bryan Hayes had like 4 or 5 different plays where he did make an error on one. It took a bad hop, whatever. And I think there was another where the ball just kind of stuck in his glove. I'm not convinced, because remember that backpedaling double play that he turned? He turned a couple other double plays. I'm not convinced that O'Neill Cruz, we're talking about the problems that he's having at shortstop, And what's more of a premier position to play defensively right now, shortstop or third base? I know more balls are hit to short, but it's the hot corner for a reason. I don't think Cruz would be able to handle it. And it's also a longer throw as well from third. So I would think it would have to be either a corner outfield or the DH spot. And Henry Davis might end up being prime for your DH spot down the road.
Well, again,
I'd stick him at short for now. I wouldn't tinker with anything. There's 2 months left in the season. If you're going to change it, it would have to be in the offseason. I just find no way that it would be a good idea for the team, and even a good idea maybe mentally to change the psyche of Cruz right now to try to do that and tinker with it right now. I just don't.
Right. I mean, I don't think there's any way you can do anything that's going to make sense.
Now, there's no doubt that there has to be better communication, and somebody has to be either in his ear or they have to practice significantly better before games in terms of throws to first. I mean, his range is okay, but I mean, the play with Reynolds is just inexcusable.
Right. Well, again, I think that's the biggest thing to
me. Did they go over dimensions in the outfield and how small left field is? Like, it's not PNC Park where you have a whole entire center field like area to roam.
Right.
So I wonder if those conversations were had, and if not, they need to on a regular basis. I mean, field dimensions have to be discussed. But at the same time, the fact that Shelton, and I know a lot of these conversations are closed door, whatever, seems visibly just kind of not content, but he didn't call out O'Neill Cruz. No. And I'm not saying you have to scream at him and completely, you know, berate him, but at least pull him over and have a conversation.
But I think if you're the manager, I mean, you also have to worry about it. He's your best player. You know what I mean? There are times when you have to, you know, do – like as a coach, especially as a manager in 162 games.
Yeah.
You have to pick your spots when you're going to confront your players. I mean, unfortunately, today's players don't necessarily respond very well to that kind of thing. Now, it seems to me that Shelton is a guy that likes to do those things behind closed doors.
And that's okay.
Yes.
But it seemed like what he was saying, at least post-game publicly, is, well, you know, he was kind of just trying to do too much and, you know, we'll learn from it. I'm not saying completely call the guy out. But, I mean, some type of statement has to be made where it's public, like, you have to be better. And I wonder if those conversations were truly had.
Well, like I said, I just feel like, you know, I mean, I think if you listen to Shelton, he's one of these guys that likes to handle all that stuff in-house, behind closed doors, in the clubhouse, where nobody sees, pulls him into the office. I would be willing to bet he's had discussions with O'Neill Cruz. You know, one of the things about it is if he continues to make those kinds of mistakes, maybe he needs to sit down.
Well, he's the worst defensive shortstop in the game.
Right.
Him and Ellie De La Cruz, I think, both have, like, what, 19 and 20 errors,
right,
respectively?
But, you're in a playoff chase.
I'm not saying bench him.
I'm just saying you, the time to sit him down might have been a month ago. Now, you almost have to play him. I mean, as far as what Shelton really can do is give him a little bit of a talking to. But, again, the toughest part about it is, he's theoretically your best bat. I mean, obviously, Reynolds has hit better.
Well, he hit very poorly in this Houston series, and that's why I would have been completely okay pulling him after that error, kind of saying,
again,
just hey, like, you're all right, we believe in you, we trust in you, but just take the rest of the night off and get your head back, get focused again.
Right, but again, he's also the guy that, with one swing of the bat, changes the game. So
that's the risk you're talking about.
You have to live in there, and you have to live with that. And you also have to live with the idea that it might not work out for you. Like, he might never become a good shortstop. Like, he might not ever really become that guy that you know everybody is hoping that he becomes, with a really wide range and ability to make plays and do things that nobody else in the field can do, and, you know, be able to go deep in the hole and throw guys out. All the stuff that he's physically capable of doing, he might not ever, you know, just might not ever become that guy, which is okay. He's just got to be better than he has been. That's the biggest thing. If he's not better than he has been, then it becomes a problem, because it's too important of a position defensively to be that bad at it.
Yeah, and he's got to be better at the little things.
Right.
I mean, we're not talking about huge, substantial differences. The errors might make it seem like that, but he's rushing throws, going out into the outfield. I mean, the things that were done error-wise, and he had three of them, three errors,
right,
when Houston had four hits, four errors on the Pirates. Those are correctable things. Now, it might take time, and there's always this notion, oh, well, they're a young player. I really do wonder, Paul, like, is it just me, or is it, do you find it odd that they say, well, everybody likes to say, well, they're young players. He's 25, 26, yeah, and has been playing baseball his entire life.
Yeah.
Same thing with Jack Sawinski, young player, hitting like a buck 87, making that, defensive errors.
When they say young player, they mean, I mean, what?
Same thing with Henry Davis.
What, like, does Cruz have, you know, underneath his, what does he have under his belt? Maybe 160 games or something? Let's see where he has. How many games? He's played 97 this year. How many did he play last year? I mean, so he has 195.
He played like 15 games last
year. He has 195 games under his belt. So he does have a whole, more than a full season under his belt.
Yeah, just over a full season.
Yes, he's got almost, what is, 30 is about, I mean, he almost has a season and a quarter, almost.
Yeah.
So.
At like a pace of 27 homers, right, and about 80 RBIs.
Right. So, I mean, I think really, realistically, he needs to start getting better. Especially since he's doing it every single day. It's not like he gets in, you know what I mean, and then doesn't play for a week, and he's a utility guy that plays five or six different positions, and, you know, he's a DH something. No. He's shortstop pretty much every single day.
Well, and he needs to be more consistent. And it's the same with a lot of guys, right, on this team, like Sawinski, like Davis, like, you know, what, Michael A. Taylor. I mean, all the above. Consistency, and that's the hardest thing to find in baseball. But throwing to first base and not colliding with people in the outfield, those are correctable things that you can.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like swinging at the plate and trying to become a completely better hitter. So, well, it's correctable things that I think is encouraging.
Right.
But at the same time, it doesn't seem like really much has changed. And is the messaging stale in this regard? I don't know. Or maybe this is just who O'Neill Cruz is, and we have to live with it. I think that's the ultimate answer.
Well, that's the big thing. You got Arizona coming in. And Arizona, obviously, is a team that is involved in the wild card chase, just like the Pirates. So this is a huge series. But again, I always caution you to say, you know, They could sweep this series and get swept by the Padres, and they're right where they're, you know, you just got to keep winning games.
If they can sweep one of the two teams and then take two out of three,
right,
and you take five out of six, you are in a wild card spot.
So they have now, let's see, they played them, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and they lost two out of three.
They're a little bit different team now. They have Josh Bell on their team now, right? So I'm looking at their trade deadline, right? They also have Dylan Florio. Dylan Floro, and that's somebody they brought in. Who else did they brought in? Let's see. They were trying to get in on the Jack Flaherty suite. Could you imagine if they had got him?
Arizona?
Yeah, but
yeah, I guess where he went, Dodgers.
Yeah, of course.
At the last minute.
Right. So anyway, if you look at it from there, they made a couple of moves. They brought in a couple of players. They got a pitcher, a reliever, looks like. They got another starter. They got Josh Bell. You know, they tried to make themselves better, right?
Yeah, I mean, they got A.J. Puck, the reliever.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They got a reliever. I think they got a starter too, didn't they? And they got Josh Bell. They got like four or five players. So, you know, they basically were like the Pirates, though. They were not going to part with any of their major pieces in their farm system, but they were able to make some moves. And by all accounts, it looks like there are a lot of people that are very high on what they did and that they made themselves a little better.
They did, as well as San Diego. I mean, San Diego did a really good job at the deadline as well. They added, I mean, Luis Urias was not a deadline pickup, but they still were able to get him earlier on in the season, and he's been an incredible addition to that team. They traded a bunch of prospects for Jason Adam, the reliever.
Right.
Tanner Scott, the closer for the Marlins. They completely bolstered their bullpen. And, I mean, their bats, Tatis,
yeah,
Machado, Bogarts, I mean, just keep going on the list. Hassan Kim's really good. That's a dangerous team. If you can find a way to win that series at home, because then you got to go out to San Diego. And
right. San Diego is a team that I think, because they do have so many guys who could actually play at a superstar level.
Yeah.
That if they get hot, they're a team that probably, I think, and especially they added those two, you know, the two pitchers they added and everything else. That's a team you got to be worried about.
I expect San Diego to make the playoffs. I think the Braves will get in. I think San Diego will get in.
Yeah.
I think it's more so four teams fighting for one spot. I would be stunned if San Diego drops out of this.
Now, the funny thing is I'm looking at this this guy, and he basically says that he gave the Diamondbacks a D-plus for their trade deadline. So, you know, they got, like you said, they got A.J. Puck from the Marlins. And
Josh Bell. Yeah, I mean, they did okay.
Yeah.
Again, nothing earth-shattering, especially when in your own division for Arizona, multiple teams made substantial moves.
Right.
The Giants sold off a little bit. Colorado, obviously, bottom feeders, traded a couple of guys.
Right. And I think that basically, I'm looking at this. This guy here is hard on the National League West. D-plus for them, F for the Rockies. A-minus for the Dodgers.
Yeah, when you get Jack Flaherty, I mean, that's like the only move they made.
You got me, what are we talking about here? The Padres got a C. I thought they did better than that. And this guy gives the Giants a D.
I think the Padres got a C because they gave up so much.
Yeah, I mean, still.
Their farm system, we'll talk about trading prospects. San Diego is not afraid of anything in terms of trading their prospects.
Right, absolutely.
They do not care. They are the complete opposite of the Pirates and others. They will trade every prospect they own.
Then you got the Cubs. He gives a C-plus to the Reds, a C-plus. The Brewers, a C-minus. And the Pirates, a C. This guy's tough.
Yeah, tough grader. But Cs get degrees. What did the Brewers do at the deadline?
Well, let's look at it right here. There it is. Basically, this guy's saying that the only thing that they did was trade with the Reds. That the Reds and
They did. They got Frankie Montas, the
starter.
The Reds
and the Brewers basically both get C's because the only thing they did was deal with each other.
Right, yeah, they got Frankie Montas, who's pretty good. And I mean, I thought when he was signed by Cincinnati, he was going to be an important part of that team.
Right.
So, and how about the Reds? What a disappointment the Reds have been this
season. Oh, I know. They basically, and here's what I don't understand. It seemed like they were, you know, happy to be building their team together, you know, building their team. And it seemed like they were acquiring a lot of good young players. And it almost feels like now they've sort of taken it apart a little bit again. And now I'm not sure. I mean, obviously they've got Ellie De La Cruz and a couple of young guys like that, but I got a real question about it, though. You know what I mean? Like, what are they doing, the Reds?
I'm surprised, Paul, because last year the Pirates pretty much knocked this team out. Remember when the Pirates were up like 9-0 on Cincinnati?
Right.
They came back, won that game. It pretty much flattened Cincinnati, and they had a chance of making the playoffs, and they were done. Coming into this year, some people picked the Reds to win the division.
Right, right.
And they have just not been good. How about Frankie Montas this year? They paid him $17 million on a one-year contract. He's made 19 starts. He's a 5.01 ERA.
Yeah.
So Milwaukee's pretty much banking on upside because the year before that, he did not pitch. And in 2022, he had a 3.18 ERA in 104 innings. So Milwaukee's kind of eating some money, didn't really have to give up much, and hoping that he can try to find it going into the playoffs. There's also a mutual option for 25.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows if that'll be picked up if it's mutual. How do those mutual options work? Like, guys pitching bad as a 5 ERA, but he wants to pick it up. Team's like, no thanks. How does that work?
I don't know. That's something you need to look up and figure it out.
$1 million buyout.
You know, you got to figure it out. And I think that's the most important thing here is I look at the teams around the Pirates, and I'm probably less enamored with what they did than maybe I was on the day of the trade deadline, because I'm really kind of looking at all these the names and numbers, and I'm kind of like, okay.
St. Louis added Tommy Pham, and he immediately hit a grand slam for them, so that was fun. They added another piece, I think, too. I think they added another arm. for St. Louis, I should say. Other than that, though, I mean, Arizona didn't do anything substantial. The Mets were kind of active. They got Jesse Winker.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, does Jesse Winker and Brian De La Cruz kind of cancel each other out? I think so.
Yeah.
Winker's having a better season statistically at this point. I think De La Cruz. I also wonder if morale and obviously the type of ballpark you play in has a factor in it. I think PNC Park's a more hitter-friendly park for De La Cruz than Miami is. Not by much. I'm not saying that PNC Park is a hitter-friendly park.
Right.
It's not.
But left field is tough.
Yeah, Miami's a big ballpark.
Left field is tough. If you look at left field at PNC Park, I mean, if you don't hit it down the line,
that's tough.
It's a long way to hit the ball. I mean, there's a lot of balls that die in that gap whatever we call it.
Not like those Crawford boxes out in Houston.
Yeah.
Where the Pirates hit towering home runs over.
That's the big thing. time is 10:31. Brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. 93.7 The Fan is your station for complete training camp coverage. Presented by Smale Kia and brought to you by Guardian Caps and Armstrong Business Solutions. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit of football. Then we've got Everybody Loves Raymond coming on. I think he's at 11, correct?
That's right.
All right, so we'll talk some football. Then we'll talk some football with Ray. It's Ball's Ice. It's 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.